Shalom, this is Billy Brim coming to you today with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Now, I'm sharing with you my heart, what I believe is and what I know is the absolute most important message that the church has to have right now, and that is we must be law keepers. What is our law? The law of love. It's the only one He gave us. And He told us if you walk in love and walk in unity, then the glory will manifest and the world will know that God has sent us. What I just said to you is based on Jesus' prayer in John 17. He said, I'm praying that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in thee. And the glory which you have given me, I've given them, that they may be one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. The world is supposed to know that God sent the church. There are three groups of people: the Jews, the nations, and the church. The Jews, what's happening, what God said would happen is happening. They're coming home. The nations, what God said would happen is happening. They're behaving exactly the way God said they would in the ancient scriptures. And bless the Lord, in the church, what's going to happen is going to happen. God has a great plan, and we are, hallelujah, we are going to fulfill it. The plan is going to be fulfilled and unveiled, and we are going to manifest the glory of God, but it is predicated. What can we do to yield to this? Well, yes, prayer. I'm very involved in a prayer movement that's being birthed right now by the same people that did the Azusa Street Centennial, and it's going to be called America Awaken, or Awakening America. I met with a man this week, and we know that our country's in trouble. The United States of America is a nation, and it's in trouble. Frankly, I can't place any great hopes in any candidate that I've seen so far. But we have great hope in God, and we need an outpouring of His Holy Spirit. We need a move of God, first of all, in the church, so that the church can manifest God to the world, and we can have a great harvest of souls. What does the church need to do? We need to pray, and we're going to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, number one, we have to walk in the royal law of love. There's only one law that the church has, and that is love. And we're going to be talking about how to do it. I hear a lot of people say that and preach that, you know, walk in love. But the Bible tells us exactly how to do it, and it isn't even difficult. And we're going to be getting to that in these next 2 weeks. Right now, I do want to read you. I've read you some prophecies from Brother Hagin about what's coming. This is the Tommy Hicks vision. You can get this in print by going online, billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. And just click the button that says Tommy Hicks vision. Now, this is Tommy Hicks. He was an evangelist. People know him from the past. Brother Demas Shakarian. Tommy Hicks had this vision more than once. Brother Demas Shakarian told me personally that once he had this vision in his own home, in Brother Shakarian's home. So this is the vision. Set yourself to know that this is in our future. Tommy Hicks said, quote, as the vision appeared to me, I suddenly found myself in a great high distance. Where I was, I do not know, but I was looking down upon the earth. Suddenly, the whole earth came into my view. Every nation, every kindred, every tongue came before my sight, from the east and the west, the north and the south. I recognized countries and cities where I had been. As I beheld the great sight, it began to lightning and thunder. As the lightning flashed over the face of the earth, my eyes went downward, and I saw what looked like a great giant. As I stared and looked at it, I was bewildered by the sight. It was so gigantic and so great. Its feet seemed to reach to the North Pole, and its head to the south. Its arms were stretched from sea to sea. I could not even begin to understand whether it was a mountain or a giant, but as I watched, I suddenly beheld it was a giant, a great giant. I could see its head struggling for life. He wanted to live, but his body was covered with debris from head to foot. And at times the great giant would move his body and act as though it would even rise up. But when it did, thousands of little creatures seemed to run away. Hideous creatures would run away from this giant, and he would become calm again, and then back would come the creatures. All of a sudden, this great giant lifted his hand towards heaven and lifted his other hand, and when it did, those creatures by the thousands seemed to flee away from this giant and go into the darkness of the night. Slowly, this great giant began to rise, and as he did, his head and hands went into the clouds. As he rose to his feet, he seemed to have cleansed himself from the debris and filth that was upon him, and he began to raise his hands into the heavens as though praising the Lord. As he raised his hands, they went even unto the very clouds. Suddenly, every cloud became silver, the most beautiful silver. As I watched this phenomenon, it was so great. I was so stirred. I cried unto the Lord, "Lord, what is the meaning of this?" I could feel the presence of the Lord. And from those clouds, suddenly there came great drops of liquid light, raining down upon this mighty giant. And slowly, slowly, this giant began to melt and began to sink into the very earth itself. As it melted, his whole form seemed to have melted upon the face of the earth. And a great rain came down from heaven. Liquid drops of light began to flood the very earth itself, and as I watched this giant that seemed to melt, suddenly became millions of people all over the face of the earth. As I beheld the sight before me, the people stood up all over the world. They lifted their hands and praised the Lord. At that very moment there came a great thunder and roared from heaven. I turned toward the heavens, and suddenly I saw a figure in white, in glistening white, the most glorious thing I had ever seen. I did not see the face, but I knew it was the Lord Jesus. And he stretched forth his hand, and as he did, he stretched it forth to one person and to another and to another. And as he stretched forth his hand upon the nations and the people of the world, men and women, as he pointed toward them, this liquid light seemed to flow from his hands into them, and a mighty anointing of God came upon them, and these people began to go forth in the name of the Lord. I do not know how long I watched. It seemed days and weeks and months, and I beheld this Christ as he continued to stretch forth his hand. There was a tragedy. There were people, as he stretched forth his hand, that refused the anointing of God and the call of God. But I saw men, and some of them I knew. But as he stretched forth his hand toward this one and toward that one, they bowed their heads and backed away. I was bewildered that they would do so, but there were people all over the world, Africa, England, Russia, China, all over the world, the United States. The anointing of the Lord came upon these people, and they went forward in the name of the Lord. I saw these people and men and women as they went forth, ditch diggers, washerwomen, rich men, poor men, people bound with paralysis, sickness, blindness. As the Lord stretched forth to give them this anointing, they became well. They became healed, and they went forth. And this is the miracle of it. This is the glorious miracle of it. Those people would stretch forth their hands exactly as the Lord did, and it seemed as if there was this same liquid fire in their hands. As they stretched forth their hands, they said, "According to my word, be thou made whole." As these people continued in this mighty end time ministry, I did not fully realize what it was, and I looked to the Lord and said, "What is the meaning of this?" And he said, "This is that which I will do in the last days. I will restore all that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, I will restore all they have destroyed. This my people in the end times will go forth. As a mighty army shall they sweep over the face of the earth." As I was at this great height, I could behold the whole world. I watched these people as they were going forth to and fro over the face of the earth. A man in Africa was transported by the Spirit, and suddenly he was in Russia or America or vice versa. All over the world, these people came through fire, pestilence, famine, but neither fire nor persecution, nothing stopped them. Angry mobs, nothing stopped them. Like Jesus, they passed through the multitudes. Bless the Lord. Everywhere they stretched forth their hands, the sick were healed, the blind eyes were opened. There was not a long prayer, and after I reviewed the vision, I saw that I could remember no name of a church or a denomination, but these people were going forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. As they marched forth in everything they did as the ministry of Christ in the end times, they ministered to the multitudes over the earth. Tens of thousands, millions came to the Lord as these people stood forth and gave the message of the kingdom, of the coming kingdom in this last hour. It was so glorious. But it seems as though there were those that rebelled and became angry and tried to attack these workers. But God is going to give, this is Tommy Hicks' vision I'm reading, God is going to give the world a demonstration in this last hour as the world has never known. These men and women are of all walks of life. Degrees mean nothing. They, as one would stumble and fall, another one would pick him up. There was no big I and little you. But every mountain was brought low and every valley exalted. They seemed to have one thing in common. Listen to this. There was a divine love. A divine love that seemed to flow forth from these people as they worked together, as they lived together. It was the most glorious sight I have ever known. Jesus Christ was the theme of their life. They continued as it seemed the days went by. I could only cry. Sometimes I laughed. As I watched from the very heaven itself, there were times of great deluges of this liquid light. And as these things went forth, I'm going to have to shorten this, but you can go online and get the whole thing. As he saw again, people going about the face of the earth, I heard another clap of thunder. I saw the Lord, and he said, "This is my people. This is my bride." And when the voice spoke, I looked up and the earth, and I could see the graves were open. People from all over the world, the saints of all ages, seemed to be rising. And as they arose, they formed again the body of Christ. It took shape. One giant body of Christ, a giant body in glorious array. And the Lord said, "This is my beloved bride for whom I have waited. She will come forth even tried by fire. This is she that I have loved from the beginning of time." And he saw actually the rapture of the church, and then he saw the wrath poured out on the earth. Now, folks, this divine love, there is a divine love that God has given us in our very selves. I don't know of anything that explains this more and better than the teaching of Kenneth E. Hagin, how the love of God is shed abroad on our hearts and can be released. You can learn how to do it through his book, Love the Way to Victory. It sells normally for $10, but we are offering it to you in a special radio offer with my tape telling how I learned from Brother Hagin's teaching how to walk in love, how it saved my marriage, how it's really literally saved my ministry. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri. $10 for this special offer. Love the Way to Victory by Kenneth E. Hagin, and a tape. You can specify CD or cassette. How to Walk in Love. It tells you simply how to do it. We're going to talk about that on the radio broadcast. Please join us if you can for Eschatology School in Branson in August. You'll need to enroll. So when you call, ask for a registration. The School of Eschatology, going to be studying the book of Ezekiel. Ah, that sounds boring. You say, no! Along with the other prophets, it tells us exactly what we can expect tomorrow. This is Billy Brim inviting you to write us or call us and to determine in your heart, I will walk in love. Shalom.